Unchain Me. Written by C.A. Greco. Narrated by Nicole Fikes and Brandon Francis.
Trigger warnings.
Please note there are triggers in this book, including domestic violence, murder, pregnancy, preterm labor, NICU stay, cancer, cancer treatments, and side effects. Please listen with care.
Chapter 1. Trish. It's been 6 months since I almost died. 6 months since I laid in a puddle of blood on our cold kitchen tile while the black edges closed in as the man I thought loved me walked away. 6 months since that eerie peace settled in, and I accepted I would never wake up again. Yet, here I lay, next to the monster himself as he sleeps peacefully. His blonde strands of hair wisp softly across his forehead. For a moment, it's easy to see the man I fell desperately in love with and not the one that shoved me onto the vase he'd smashed in a fit of rage. The man that stared at me with disgust, painting his features as I begged for help. Right now, he isn't that man. He's just Brett, the man I trusted with everything. The man I planned my future with, wanted to marry, start a family with. I can't be that woman, though. I know how easy it is to get wrapped up in the apologies. I've held my best friend Claire in my arms many nights when the nightmares of her dad taking her mom's life became too much. Her mom stayed and paid a price I refused to pay. For months, I've watched him play boyfriend of the year while pretending I'd brushed it all under the rug, waiting for the perfect moment to leave as filled suitcases sat dust-covered in our storage closet. The moment has come in the worst way. My best friend losing her younger brother and taking a job halfway across the country. Claire only lives a half hour from me. There was a time when we wouldn't let a week pass without spending a day together. Her brother's spiraling was the perfect excuse for me to pull away and hide the fact that my dream life had exploded into a mess I could no longer clean up. Brett doesn't know Michael died. I know I should have run to Claire the moment it happened and helped her plan his funeral. That's what someone that's been your friend most of your life does when you lose the only family you have left. Instead, I've pretended nothing has changed while I meticulously planned my freedom. He has no clue he will wake up tomorrow without me by his side. I'm not sure if he'll even bother trying to find me. If he does, the first place he'll go is Claire's house. But we'll be long gone by then. The thought of constantly looking over my shoulder eats at me. I know fear can do weird things to people, and I fear I may truly never know peace again. But I shove those thoughts away. For now, I can only focus on escaping this nightmare. I ask myself every day why I haven't just called the police. Yet as I stare at the man in front of me, I can't imagine locking him away. I know how pathetic that sounds. The visions of the good moments dance behind my eyes, the man he used to be. Part of me can't accept that he doesn't really exist. I pull myself from the warmth of the blankets. Every movement feels like it drags as I watch the even rise and fall of his chest, just waiting for his eyes to pop open and my entire plan to be ruined. Somehow, I make it to the standing position without him noticing. Tiptoeing across the room, I grab my phone from the nightstand. There's a brand new one in the suitcase downstairs. I already texted anyone that mattered the new number, but I know better than to leave anything behind that could somehow lead him to me. I look back as I get to the door, part of me glued in place. The pain of leaving behind every plan, dream, and hope for my future splinters throughout me. I push myself forward, snapping the last threads that desperately want to forgive him. Even though my footsteps are near silent, I can't help but cringe
Sample complete. Ready to continue?